By this we know that we have come to know God. Now you see, that's assurance. To know that you know God. To know that your faith is genuine. To know that you are not self-deceived. To know that God is yours and you are His forever and forever.
Welcome to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith. I'm Steve Hiller. And Colin, I think all of us would say, yeah, that's what I want. I want to know that I know. And once that is settled, what kind of impact would that have on the life of a believer?
Well, it's going to bring much greater peace and it's going to bring much greater joy. I mean, this subject that we're looking at in 1 John, the subject of assurance, is a wonderful, wonderful subject. And the whole letter has been written because it's possible to be a believer and yet not to be sure that you really belong to the Lord. And John wants to teach us how we can grow in assurance, how we can come to a greater degree of confidence and peace and joy that Christ really is ours and that we really do belong to Him and that heaven lies ahead of us. These are wonderful things. And John is very, very clear in pointing to the path in which these are increasingly found. So, when you know what's down the path, that gives you every incentive to go and to pursue it. And we're going to do that together in the message again today.
Well, if you can, join us in the book of 1 John chapter 2. We're going to be looking at verses 3 to 6 as we begin our message, Assurance Grows as You Obey God's Commands. Here's Pastor Colin.
How can I be sure? Now, this question of assurance, how can I be sure, it's probably the single most frequent question that in some form of or another is asked of pastors. Am I really a Christian? And how can I be sure? Well, that is the question. It's a very important question. And this first letter of John was specifically written to give us the answer. So 1 John chapter 5 and verse 13, it's quite clear. John says, I write these things to you who believe. So he's writing to believers. And I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God. Why? That you may know that you have eternal life. And that's what this book is all about. That you may have assurance. That you may know that eternal life really is yours. And in this book, John tells us how we can grow in assurance. There are things that you can pursue and must pursue that will lead to you being more confident that you really do belong to Christ. Cultivate these things and you will have greater peace and greater joy. You will grow in assurance. Now, what then are these things that we are to pursue if we are to grow in assurance? Well, earlier this year, we made a beginning in this book and we saw three things. The first was that assurance grows as you walk in the light. That's where John begins. God is light, chapter 1 and verse 5. And in Him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with Him while we walk in darkness, well, then we lie and we do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, well, we have fellowship with one another and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. And we saw that to walk in darkness is to stay in darkness. And John says, if you want to have fellowship with God and know that this wonderful gift is yours, you have to come out of the darkness and you have to walk in the light. And then we saw that assurance grows as you confess your sins. If we confess our sins, chapter 1 and verse 9, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So the point here is that however disciplined you are in the pursuit of a holy life, it will never go so well with you that you're completely free from all sin. Sin hides in our hearts, and that's why it breaks out and manifests and shows up in our lives. And the clearest evidence, actually, that a person really is walking in the light is that we see our own sins and therefore have a deep desire to overcome them. And so John gives us this marvelous promise that as we see our own sins, if we confess them, he is faithful and just to forgive them and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And then we saw thirdly, last time, that assurance grows as you trust the Savior. Chapter 2 and verse 1, John says, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And here's how you're going to grow in assurance, to grasp this wonderful truth that God has provided for the many sins and failures that are in our Christian lives. He's provided in Jesus, who is the propitiation for our sins. That is, he took the punishment for them on himself, and he is our advocate before the Father. And so you will grow in assurance as you look to him, as you listen to him, as you trust him in all that he has done, all that he is doing now as our advocate, and all that he will do when he brings his glorious work now begun to completion. So that's what we've learned so far as we made a beginning in this wonderful first letter of John. We're going to take it up today then in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 3, where we find now a fourth way in which we can grow in assurance. And it is very clearly that assurance grows as you obey God's commands. That's our title today. And I want us to see in these wonderful verses a glorious promise, a clear path, and a beautiful freedom. First then, a glorious promise. And by this, verse 3, we know that we have come to know him if we keep his commandments. Now let's think about this glorious promise for a moment. To know God. To know God, that is the very reason and purpose for which you were made. It will be the heart of everything that you enjoy for all eternity. Jesus said, "This is eternal life, that they should know you, the only God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." Now, God is infinite, God is eternal, so no one can possibly ever know him fully. But God's plan and purpose is that we, finite as we are, should truly know him and that we should enjoy him forever. But I want you to notice that here John goes even further. Not only that we should know God, but that we should know that we know him. By this we know that we have come to know God. Now you see, that's assurance. To know that you know God. To know that your faith is genuine. To know that you are not self-deceived. To know that God is yours and you are his forever and forever. It's a wonderful promise. Another way to describe this glorious promise of assurance is that your faith will not depend on someone else. Now, all of us have received in many wonderful ways from other people who may have taught us the way, led us into the faith, opened the Bible with us, and so forth. It may be your parents, it may be your friends, it may be a pastor, a teacher, maybe a Bible study group, and you say, it was through them that God brought me into the way of truth. That's a wonderful thing. But you see, if God has used another person, especially if it's a very strong person, God has used another person to show you the way, you may sometimes have this troubling question at the back of your mind. Do I really know God for myself? Or am I just kind of living off someone else's experience? Now, God has specifically promised that all of his people will know him directly. It's a wonderful promise. Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 34. Promising the new covenant, God says, "No longer shall each one teach his neighbor and each his brother, saying, 'Know the Lord,' for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord." Do you see what that wonderful promise is saying? Your knowledge of God will not be secondhand. Other people may have led you into a knowledge of the truth, but it will not depend on other people. It won't be a matter of other people telling you about God. You will know him for yourself. That's a glorious promise. And John says, not only will you know him for yourself, you'll know that you know him for yourself. By this we know that we have come to know him. Now, just try and take in and savor for a moment the joy and the blessing that he's describing here. To know that you really have come to know the living God. Could there be anything more glorious than that?
You're listening to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith. And what a place for us to pause, to be able to take a moment and reflect on that. To know that you know God. Our message is called Assurance Grows as You Obey God's Commands. It's part of a larger series all about assurance entitled How Can I Be Sure? And if you ever miss a broadcast in the series, come and listen online. Our website is openthebible.org. You can also listen if you have the Open the Bible app. It's a great way to listen on demand. Or you can get a copy of this entire series on CD. Ask about How Can I Be Sure when you call 1-877-OPEN-365 or visit our website, openthebible.org. When you're at the website, you'll find other resources to help you grow in your faith. You can check out our daily devotional that you can both read and listen to. You'll find our weekend broadcast, Open the Bible Story, which is a journey through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation and showing how the whole Bible points to Jesus. You'll find this and a lot more at openthebible.org. Back to the message. Here's Pastor Colin.
Now, if you have ever questioned your own experience of God, if you have ever wondered, have I really been converted? Am I really a Christian? Obviously, this verse now and the verses that follow in 1 John are going to be of very special interest to you, because John is going to tell us how we can come to know that we really do know God, how we can have assurance, how we can know that we have been born again, how we can know that our sins really are forgiven and we truly are destined for heaven. This is a wonderful theme that is being brought before us from the scriptures today. And then John states this marvelous promise in another way. If you look at verse 5, he says something similar but distinct again. By this we may know that we are in him. Now, put these two statements in verse 3 and in verse 5 together, and you really have a perfect definition or description of assurance. The gift of assurance is to know that you know God and to know that you are in Christ. That's what it is. To know that you know God and to know that you are in Christ. Could anything be more wonderful? If anyone is in Christ, he or she is a new creation. The old has gone. Behold, the new has come. If you're in Christ, you are no longer the person you were. You really are a new creation. And John is going to tell us how we can know that we are in Christ. By this we may know that we are in him. Now, notice one important thing before we move on. John does not say, by this you may be in him. In other words, he's not telling us how a person becomes a Christian. He's writing, as we saw from chapter 5 and verse 13, he is writing to Christian believers. He's quite clear about that. And he's telling us how we may know, as believers, that we are truly in Christ. What a glorious promise this is. I was just meditating on it this week, some words that we used to sing growing up in Scotland. They had paraphrases, they called them, of the Psalms. And there's a lovely paraphrase of the 23rd Psalm that you all know well. The King of love, my shepherd is, whose goodness faileth never. I nothing lack if I am his, and he is mine forever. Isn't that what we want? To know that we are his and he is ours forever? Because if that is true of you, you will have all that you ever need in anything you will ever face in the whole of life. So this is truly a glorious promise. And of course, the obvious question then is how? 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 How can I know that I know God? How can I know that I am in Christ? And how very wonderful that what John then presents to us is a very, very clear path. Look at what he says in verse 3. We know that we have come to know him if we keep his commandments. Hardly be clearer than that. And then he says the same thing in another way in verse 5. By this we may know that we are in him. Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he, that is Jesus, walked. Now you see what he's saying here? The means by which we can come to know that we know God, the means by which we will come to know with a settled assurance that we are in Christ is to keep his commandments, or to say it another way, to walk as Jesus walked. He's laying down this principle. We're asking the question, how can I grow in assurance? And he's giving us this answer, walk in obedience to God's commands and you will grow in assurance. Walk as Jesus walked and you will know that you are in him. Because of course the way that Jesus walked was to obey the commandments of God. He said, I do as the Father has commanded me. So that the world may know that I love the Father. The way in which the world would know that Jesus truly loves the Father is that he does what the Father has commanded. The same is true for us, of course. How will the world know that we truly love the Father? Well, the evidence that we truly love the Father is we do what he commanded. And Jesus says this, I have come down from heaven not to do my own will. What a statement that is. Not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And then he says, my food, what nourishes me, what's life to me, is to do the will of him who sent me. So the way that Jesus walked was to keep God's commandments. And if we are in him, that is, if we are in Christ, then clearly we will do the same. And John says, we know that we have come to know God if we keep his commandments. That little word, keep, is a fascinating word. Commentators tell us that it was used of the captain of a ship navigating. I find that very helpful. So imagine a captain of a ship before the time of modern technology. And this captain doesn't have any sonar, he doesn't have any Doppler radar, anything like that. All he has are his own eyes and his own ears. And so he's always watching. He's always scanning the skies. He's always watching the waves. He's always looking for any change in the weather above, any change in the currents below. Now, the word translate keep here was used of the captain scanning the skies above and scanning the waters below. And you know, that is a beautiful picture of how to live the Christian life. Why is the captain scanning the skies and the seas? He's saying, what do I have to consider here in order to chart a right course? That's what he's asking. And you see, this is why we need an open Bible, and we're constantly scanning the Word of God, because we're always asking the question, in any circumstance of life, what principle do I need to apply here from the Scriptures? What promise do I need to believe here from the Scriptures? Keeping God's commands always before you. What does God say that relates to this?
You're listening to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith, and unfortunately we do have to pause right there, but we will continue on our next broadcast as we look at 1 John chapter 2 and continue the message, Assurance Grows as You Obey God's Commands. It's part of a larger series all about assurance called How Can I Be Sure? And if you ever miss a broadcast in the series, come and listen online. Our website is openthebible.org. You can stream the program or download an MP3 for free. You can also listen if you have the Open the Bible app. You'll find that for free at your app store. It's a great way to listen on demand whenever it fits your schedule. Also, when you're on the app or the website, you're going to find other resources to help you grow in your knowledge of God's Word. You can check out Open the Bible courses and go deeper into specific topics about growing in your relationship with God. You can check out Open the Bible Daily, which is our daily devotional that you can both read and listen to, and Open the Bible Story, which is the opportunity to take one of three paths from Genesis to Revelation, understanding the big picture of the Bible story and how it all points to Jesus. Again, you'll find this at the Open the Bible app or the website, openthebible.org. Well, Open the Bible is a listener-supported ministry. We depend on your generosity to continue to bring you Pastor Colin's teaching each day. And as you give a gift of any amount, we want to offer you a copy of Donald McLeod's book, Faith Undaunted, Embracing Faith and Knowledge in a Post-Truth Era. And Colin, what is one thing that you'd like people to take away from reading this book?
Well, I think Christians will often have heard someone warn against the dangers of just having head knowledge. And that's a very important thing to say. I mean, it's certainly possible to learn an awful lot of things about God, to be able to answer all kinds of quiz questions from the Bible, and actually have very little experience indeed. But there's an opposite danger here, that we can actually retreat from truth into the world of experience. So, for example, I remember growing up singing a song about the resurrection of Jesus. He lives, he lives. Christ Jesus lives today, and so forth. And at the end, it says, you ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Now, there's a wonderful truth that Christ really does indwell the believer. But is that the only reason for believing that Christ is alive? Just your experience? Are there no other reasons? Is there no objective evidence of the resurrection? Well, of course there is. There's reason to believe. And this book by Donald McLeod is really helpful because it takes us back to the foundations of faith. There really is a God, and there's good reason, evidence for believing in God. The Bible is the Word of God, and there's reason for believing that the Bible is the Word of God. Jesus rose from the dead, and there's reason for believing that Jesus rose from the dead. It's not simply a matter of experience. Faith is based on God's revealed truth, and faith seeks understanding. And I think this book presents that in a really helpful way.
Well, we want to send you a copy of this book, Faith Undaunted, is our way of saying thank you for your financial support this month. You can ask about it when you call 1-877-OPEN-365 or visit our website, openthebible.org. Again, our phone number is 1-877-673-6365, and the website is openthebible.org. For Pastor Colin Smith, I'm Steve Hiller. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join us next time. This program is a listener-supported production of Open the Bible.
Who in your life needs to know the God of the Bible and might be willing to open the Bible with you if you ask them? Most people can think of someone, and many are finding that someone in their life is open to this invitation. Would you be interested in opening the Bible with me? Fly Through the Bible is a short, simple, and shareable book that will help you open the Bible with a friend, a neighbor, or a loved one who needs to know Jesus. It's also freely available online. Fly Through the Bible has 15 short sections, each with 5 discussable questions that will open conversations around the Word of God. For more information, visit openthebible.org/fly. That's openthebible.org/fly.